I would like to tell the story of Fimiripich creating the first humans in Asmat.
For the Asmat people of Southwest New Guinea, ancestor figures like these relate to fundamental origin stories. The following is one version of an origin story told by Justinus Sempa from Air Village. He spoke to photojournalist Joshua Irwandi in 2022.
In the beginning, Fimiripich plans to build the first man's ceremonial house called Shu. He starts to gather materials. He creates the foundation by driving the pole into the ground. But the moment he drives the wood into the ground, immediately the Shu is erected. After that, Fimiripich begins to think about creating humans out of wood. He gathers materials to create statues, male and female statues alike. And it begins. He starts to carve statue after statue. Fimiripich then feels he's lacking the tools to give statues life to become human beings. He needs to make a tifa, a drum. He peels the skin off a monitor lizard. He takes blood from its own cast and uses it to bind the lizard skin to the wood drum. The tifa is made. For the next step, Fimiripich gathers leaves. He rubs them against the statues so the statues can come to life. Fimiripich takes the tifa, starts swinging his arms slowly, and mutters words. Before he pounds the tifa, he says, "O statues, my children, after I pound the tifa, you have to move as freely as you can."
Look at the way the figure's elbows and knees are joined together. On the smallest figure in the middle, you'll see a small pad between his hands where the wood is still joined. These details in the carving refer to this stage in the story before the carvings come fully to life.
Slowly, all the statues start moving according to the rhythm of the tifa. As the pounding gets stronger, so do the statues. They all stand and finally they cheer. They rejoice and dance. The wooden statues have turned into the first humans, male and female, whose numbers fill the large house or shoe.